Come sit down when God get through with us. And I guess you know what we're going to talk about tonight. Marriage. But first of all, I want to let you know, I believe I have a good marriage. Amen. I thank God. We thank God for Minister Jeffries talking about a virtuous woman. I believe I have a virtuous woman. We've been together for a good little while. I met her in high school, and I'm 58 years old today. So, you know, we've been together a good while. But my question is, what do a lot of young women think about when they're coming up sometime? They think about marriage. And we thank God for how he made it. Since the beginning of the world, he ordained marriage. Amen. When he told a man that he would leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they would become one. And I thank God to know that. I thank God to know that, amen, that God have it made where not only a man and a woman can come together in marriage, they can be fruitful and multiply. So there now you got a man, his wife, and his children. But God can bless that to be a good family, a good holy family. And when a man or a woman is looking for a wife or a husband, what they need to look for is one that has the Holy Ghost. If you want to have a good marriage, you need to try to find somebody that's already got the good on the inside. You need to try to find somebody that fear God. Because if you don't get anybody that fear God, you might wind up with a problem.
Yes.
You might wind up with somebody that don't fear God and they might treat you any kind of way. So we're going to talk tonight about the Holy Ghost. A man or a woman should have the Holy Ghost in them before they get married. Because while you're out looking for a husband or a wife that's holy, well, you ought to be holy too.
Amen.
Give me Ephesians, bless God, Galatians 5 and 22. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. We got a nice crowd tonight, and we're looking to have a wonderful time in the Lord, but we're going to talk out of the book of God because that's what is needed today. Because you look at a lot of people in marriage, they're struggling. They're struggling. And then when you get married, the Bible tells a man to live joyfully with his wife. Well, somebody might think the joy is a one-sided thing. Somebody might think that they're the only one should be joyful and the other one have to suffer. But when you get together as husband and wife, you ought to be able to live joyfully together. You ought to be able to enjoy one another. And somebody got to have the Holy Ghost. It should be both of them. Because when you get the Holy Ghost, you get some love. You get some joy. And you know how to have some peace. And when a man go off to work and come home, he wants some peace at home. And when he go to work and come home, she wants some peace at home. It shouldn't be where when dad come home, mom and the children are sad. When dad come home, mom and the children should be glad.
Amen.
They should be glad to see him come home. Dad is home. Daddy went to work and he did a good day's work and he came home and he's safe and now we're going to have a good time together.
Amen.
And there's many ways to have a good time. You can have a good time sitting and talking. You can have a good time teaching your children.
Amen.
You can have a good time helping your children with the homework.
Amen.
But somebody got to have these fruit of the Spirit. What the Bible say?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Is what?
Is love.
The Bible say it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife.
Amen.
And let every woman have her own husband. But should that be the only reason you're getting married? To avoid fornication? You should get married because you love them. At least think you love them. It's more to marriage than sex. It's a whole lot more. It's responsibilities.
Amen.
It's some suffering. It's some enduring some things sometimes.
Amen.
It's a lot of thinking. It's a lot of work. But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Joy.
Joy. It ought to be some joy in that marriage. One thing about me, I want my wife to be happy. Amen. Because if my wife is not happy, then I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with causing confusion in the home. I'm not happy with walking in the door and put my big foot down and say, well, trouble started now because dad's in the house.
Amen.
A man got to be strong, but you know what? He got to be wise too. He got to know how to dwell with his wife according to knowledge.
Amen.
He got to be a thinker. He got to study his wife. He got to know his wife. He got to know how to keep her happy.
Amen.
He already know he can't give her everything she want, but he still know how to keep her happy.
Amen.
He ought to know how to talk to his wife. He ought to know he needs to spend some time with his wife.
Amen.
So he can keep the relationship close.
Amen.
Because one thing about Satan, Satan don't care. You leave a little crack and he's going to try to get in there. And a lot of times, Satan working in these men and women that's trying to break up the marriage. A man ought to make it easy for his wife to talk to him.
Amen.
Now, the minister started talking about virtuous woman. Now, I ought to be able to talk about the husbands.
Amen.
The man is the savior of his household. He has to honor the wife as a weaker vessel. If the wife don't know how to do it, he need to show her how to do it. If the wife don't know how to treat him, he need to show her how to treat him by treating her right.
Amen.
The Bible said for the husband to love his wife. And he said, don't be bitter against her. Husband is to give the wife due benevolence. And the wife is supposed to be able to do the same thing for the husband. Kindness, people. Kindness. She's due kindness.
Amen.
He's due kindness. A whole lot of hard talking don't necessarily bring peace. It brings heartache. Heartache for mom, it can bring heartache for dad, and it especially can bring heartache for the little children.
Amen.
Because the little children don't understand. They just know something wrong. But you should have love. Come on.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Love.
Joy.
Joy.
Peace.
You ought to seek for peace.
Amen.
When things getting a little too hot when you're talking, and there will be some deep discussions in a marriage. When they get a little bit too hot, you have to let it go. Because the Bible says, be ye angry, because we get angry sometimes, but don't sin. And then in another place it said, cease from anger.
Amen.
Let it go. Move on. Might have left with a frown, now you come back with a smile.
Amen.
Now let's sit down and talk.
Yes,
love, joy, peace, what else?
Long suffering.
You got to be able to suffer. You don't know how long, but you're going to suffer some.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But it's better when a husband and wife suffer together. Because if the wife is suffering, she can sort of lay her head on her husband's shoulder. Because he wasn't the one that caused the suffering. And then when the husband is suffering, the wife can prove how much she is a helpmeet to him.
Amen.
Long suffering.
Gentleness.
Gentleness? Hard talking?
Gentleness.
Yelling?
Gentleness.
Fussing?
Gentleness.
Gentleness. And men, you ought to know how to want women to walk. They want some correction sometimes, some praising. Huh? They want a hard man, but they want that hard man to know how to be gentle to them. But when I say hard man, I don't try to judge about me. I'm just me.
Amen.
God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
God definitely don't want us to fornicate, but he don't want to commit adultery either. So he got in his word how to help us have a good marriage. So the husband won't be trying to leave, the wife won't be trying to leave the husband, and the husband won't be trying to put the wife away.
Amen.
Come on.
Goodness.
Goodness? Come on.
Faith.
Faith?
Faith.
You got to have faith. This marriage is going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work, no matter what, it's going to work.
Amen.
Because sometimes that husband can make you angry. And sometimes that wife can make a husband angry. But you got to have faith. And then it's going to make you get on your knees sometime. And when you get on your knees and pray, you ought to believe.
Amen.
A lot of times, wife might get on her knees and say, God, help my husband understand me. Well, believe that God going to help him. Husband get on his knees, say the same thing. Because a lot of times the husband has to make a lot of decisions that the wife don't really care for. Because sometimes the wife might want to go and spend some money to do this or do that, and the husband know, well, I'm working hard for this money, and we don't have enough money to do that right now.
Amen.
And he might say, well, we can't do it, but the wife, she don't really want to hear that. Then the husband might say, well, I want a new TV to look at the game. Well, you know, wife say, well, we don't have the money right now. Same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Meekness.
Meekness?
Meekness.
Come on.
Temperance.
We got to have some self-control.
Amen.
Temper tantrum shouldn't be a part of a holy man or a holy woman. Yelling, jumping, and stomping, and going on like little children—that shouldn't be a part of you. You got to have some self-control. And if you get God's Holy Spirit and you really get it, you will have love. You will have self-control. And one thing about love, it never fails.
Amen.
So when you fall in love with one another, we don't even have to worry about it. Love will never fail.
Amen.
That's why it's important to get the fruit of the Spirit. That's why it's important to get the Holy Ghost. All right. Bless God. Give me St. John 14 and 26. Amen. Thank God. Come on. Amen. You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
One thing about the Holy Ghost, it will talk to you. And when the Holy Ghost talks to you, it's what the man of God has given you according to the word.
Yes.
Because the Holy Ghost is talking now.
Amen.
Because Jesus walked this earth and he taught people while he was on this earth. But now, the preacher got to speak with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
Amen.
And a lot of time when you get in these situations, the word of God will talk to you and tell you what you should do and how you should handle things and what you shouldn't do. Come on.
But the comforter,
uh-huh,
which is the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is able to comfort you.
Amen.
Come on.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
Come on.
He shall teach you all things.
Come on.
And bring all things to your remembrance.
Uh-huh.
Whatsoever I have said unto you.
Well, you got to hear it so you can remember it.
Amen.
So let's see what the word is going to say. Give me Colossians 3 and 8. All of this can help you in a marriage. Later on, we might jump and shout. Right now, we're going to talk and listen. Amen. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is able to change you. The word of God changed me one day. That's why I have strong faith in the word of God, because I know for myself that it worked. I know what I used to be. But God turned me around. Somebody might say, well, it happened overnight with them. Well, I'm not worried about that. I just want it to happen in my life. Because I want to be saved and I want to go home with Jesus one day. I want Jesus to raise me up.
Amen.
And take me home with him. I know I got to be holy. I know I got to love God with all my heart, my mind, and my soul. I know I got to love my neighbor as myself. I know I can't love my neighbor right if I don't love myself. And I know I have to love my wife and my children.
Amen.
It don't do no good to go around telling everybody I love them and I'm holy and I go home and can't treat my wife right.
Amen.
I wouldn't be nothing but a pitiful hypocrite.
Amen.
Colossians 3 and 8.
But
uh-huh.
Now you also put off all these.
Come on.
Anger.
Come on.
Wrath.
You got to put off what?
Now you also put off all these.
Anger.
Anger.
Come on.
Wrath.
We got to, when we get holy, this is the Holy Ghost talking to you now. You got to put off anger. Yeah. You don't put off, you don't, it's not wrath for wrath for wrath. God say, vengeance is mine. God already told each and every one of us, I believe everybody know that you're going to reap what you sow. The husband's the head of the wife, but I got to let the husband know that you got a head to report to also.
Amen.
And if you don't treat God's little child right, you got to answer to Jesus. I know I'm talking to the husband. The husband got to be strong.
Yeah.
They got to be smart. You got to be wise.
Amen.
You got to have some love.
Amen.
You got to know how to be kind. Yes, you got to know how to save your marriage.
Amen.
The husband shouldn't be trying to kill the marriage. Because when you got married, what did you get married for? You should love her.
Amen.
You should love your wife. I'm all right. Come on.
But now,
uh-huh,
you also put off all these.
Come on.
Anger.
Put off anger.
Wrath.
Malice.
Blasphemy.
Not always trying to start stuff. Always cause confusion.
Amen.
In the home. And I'm going to tell you, husband, it causes confusion when you need to be at home and you're out in the street, you call it confusion.
Amen.
You cause confusion when you go to work and can make a whole lot of money but can't bring no money home, you cause confusion.
Amen.
Because what you think that wife gonna say when you walk in the door and say, I blew my money? It's on tonight.
Amen.
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 Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
But now you also put off all these.
Put off all these.
Anger.
Anger.
Wrath.
Wrath.
Malice.
Malice.
Blaspheme.
Blaspheme.
Filter communication out of your mouth.
No cussing anybody out.
Amen.
Putting each other down. Ugly, filthy communication. A husband should lift up his wife, and we heard that the wife is supposed to lift up her husband. Because you won.
Amen.
Come on.
Lie not one to another.
Lie not one to another. Don't tell no lie to your wife. Don't tell no lie to your husband.
Amen.
Tell the truth. The Bible said truth make you free. If you're lying, you're tormenting your own mind. Mm-hmm. And y'all know how some of us are. We can't remember everything. Mm-hmm. And some of you get out there and tell lies and you think you're getting away with it, but you people know what you're doing.
Amen.
Come on.
Lie not one to another.
Lie not one to another.
Sin that you have put off. The old man.
Put off the old man.
With his deeds.
Uh-huh.
And have put on the new man.
And have put on the new man.
Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Because you have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Give me the 18th verse.
Wives.
Wives.
Submit yourselves unto your own husband.
Submit yourself to your own husband.
As it is fit in the Lord.
As it is fit in the Lord. Submit yourself to your own husband, wives.
Amen.
And y'all heard it before. You stay out of other men's face all the time. Give your husband some time. Build him up. Make him feel strong.
Amen.
Put a smile on his face. Make him feel like he's somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Husbands, when you get children, it's not just for the wife to spend time with the children. You spend time with them too.
Amen.
Don't have your children come up and then they get up and become young adults and don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know who you are. Let them know you care about them. Let them know you got some feelings.
Amen.
Let them know you love them. Let them know that you're not always there for correcting. You're there for nurturing and building them up. Y'all all right?
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, I think y'all need some exercise. Amen. 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 But we're trying to help you out. We're trying to help marriages out. We see so much going on in marriages, and marriages, they're falling apart.
Yeah.
And then there's so much misery in marriage. We want you to have some joy. A sanctified person have joy. We should feel good.
Yeah.
We're a child of God.
Yeah.
When somebody say shout, we already shout.
Amen.
You like an echo. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
We ought to feel good.
Yeah.
We're not sad. We're not tired. We're not dead. We're happy.
Yeah.
Like the mother say, we're happy, happy, happy. We got the glad glass. We don't have nothing holding us down. We can jump. We can shout. We can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my children. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Feel kind of good. God can make you feel good. somebody. Amen. Not better than anybody, but I'm somebody. Amen. I know that God loved me. He's keeping me alive every day. Amen. I got up this morning.
Yeah.
I went on my journey.
Amen.
I went to the job that God blessed me with.
Yeah.
So I can make my money and take it home to my wife. I can pay the bills.
Yeah.
Some people don't have nowhere to sleep tonight. We got somewhere to sleep.
Yeah.
We got food to eat. We not only eat natural food, we eat spiritual food.
Amen.
We got to live right for Jesus. If we don't live right, we won't make it home.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down with this wretched world.
Yeah.
I want to go home and be with my Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want to live my life walking sick, sad, and tired.
Amen.
I want to walk with the blessings of my Father.
Yeah.
I want to be able to lean on Him.
Yeah.
I want to trust in Him.
Yeah.
I want to talk with Him.
Yeah.
I know I need Him to talk to me, but I need some comforting and some consolation every day. Sometimes man don't understand me, but I got a friend. I got a friend that know me better than I know myself. A lot of times, I don't have to make a whole lot of plans. But my Father already got the plan set out for me. All I got to do is hop up and start walking. I'm walking up that highway to Jesus. I might have to cry sometimes, but that's all right. Because when I get through crying, I can jump up. I can have some joy. I can say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You took that weight off my mind. Now I'm free. I can keep going. I can get out the bed and look at my wife and I see her breathing. I say she all right. So thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love my wife. I want to keep my wife. I don't want my wife to go away. And I thank God that you're still with me. I thank God to know when I get on my knees and pray, He answers my prayers. I got a beautiful God. I got a powerful God. I got an all-knowing God. I got a God that sees everything. And He make me glad, glad, glad. And if He can make me glad, I know He can make you glad too. He can take that frown off your face and put a smile there. And make you feel like you can take on the day. I can't do nothing without Him. I need Him. I can't talk to you tonight without Him. God is good. We got to learn to lean on Him. Trust in Him.
Amen.
Obey Him.
Yeah.
We got to learn how to be children of love.
Amen.
Because if we can't be children of love, we can't be children of God. Because God is love. I thank God. Thank God for Jesus. I feel like giving Him a hand.